From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to this Monday morning edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. Lane Kiffin to be announced, or not announced, it's already been announced, introduced as Ole Miss head football coach. 1 o'clock today for that pep rally. A press conference will follow with us media types, but they're doing the pep rally first. So 1 o'clock, a lot of questions about that. 1 o'clock is when things will get going on the floor of the pavilion for those in attendance. I expect several thousand there. They're selling half price beer. They're selling concessions for the event here at 1 o'clock today. So
camera's too high now, is that right?
Your camera's too high?
Is it too high?
No, it's actually better because it's like eye level. Like you're not looking up your nostrils anymore. Oh, okay. So it's sort of like, yeah, actually that's a better angle than we've been getting with you.
That's fantastic.
For whatever reason. You only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 books under your computer currently, but hey, it's, we make things happen around here.
We do.
That's what it took. That's what it took this morning.
Indeed.
Podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon. There was a basketball game on Saturday. Ole Miss beat Cal State Bakersfield, apparently. I don't remember, but sure, that's what happened.
I was there. Please don't ask me questions.
Let's not recap that.
I was
today.
Writing.
Point being, if you had a ticket, that's a coupon. That is a coupon now. $150 off a sackful or a steamer pack there at the Oxford Crystal. Take advantage of that. I mean, and really, I mean, the chicks were so good to you all week. You all really ought to go over to Crystal and tell them thank you. Take advantage of that because you got some pretty crispy chicks there toward the end of the week there with the Oxford Crystal and the Oxford Exxon. And again, Tim, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. The rest is up to you. 662-257-1900. Corey wants to be a truck guy. He wants to be a car guy, and he'll prove that to you. Just call that number.
If you weren't hanging out with us on Saturday night, we did a hand raise, guys, that went 4 hours and 22 minutes. You can go back and watch a good bit of that. We had a lot of fun. We took a lot of calls. Speaking of Corey, he called in to give us some Amory Walmart musings at one point. We had Zach Berry walk through Kroger and ask people if they knew who Lane Kiffin was.
That's easily my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on with hand raised guys there, including Cookie Talk and more. So you can go back. You can find that. Tons of coverage at rebelgrove.com. We're on to assistant coaches this week. We should know more about that today. I think most of the staff will be done in about 48 hours or something like that. So, yeah, that's sort of the housekeeping that is going on. And we Neil's ran on Tuesday. We went back to it on Wednesday. We predicted a media firestorm. We predicted positive publicity for Ole Miss with the hiring of Lane Kiffin. Should it happen? It happened, and that has been the case. He was on ESPN during the college football playoff selection show yesterday. Gave an interview there. Clay Travis led with it this morning on Outkick, the coverage I saw. Everybody talking about Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. It is far out overshadowed Mike Norvell in Florida State from a new coach standpoint, and then certainly overshadowed everything else that's happened in the SEC with Missouri hiring Elijah Drinkwitz and Arkansas going with Sam Pittman, the offensive line coach at Georgia. So tons there. He got off the plane around 5:30 yesterday afternoon to really my first laugh of Lane Kiffin as head coach, because he gets off the plane. Look, there was a hell of a crowd there. It was several hundred people. He gets inside and walks to the concourse to get in the vehicle to leave, or leaves or whatever. And his first tweet says, thanks to the thousands that were on the tarmac yesterday at the airport. He's got LFG hashtags. It's a brave new world around here right now is what it is.
It's different. A little different air to it, for sure.
Yeah, I think when Norvell showed at Florida State, it was like four people.
Yeah,
it was like six media members and like four dudes.
Yeah.
It's kind of a polite little golf clap when he came in.
I don't think Norvell would have gotten the same
reception
Kiffin got. Kiffin has like a rock star quality to him that
he just makes everybody laugh.
Yeah.
There's something about him that, you know, like it's so funny. We talked about this on Saturday. He's kind of an introvert. He picks his spots on when to do it. But when you see him and he starts talking, you just sort of laugh. I don't know. There's something comical about the entire thing, but not in a disrespectful way. Just in a sort of in on the joke a little bit. Gets it. And I mean, it's going to work in recruiting for him too, to some extent. We'll see when that starts. But I mean, I think that's the main reason why. Like, hang in with us if you're new to the site or in the podcast form. Now is when it's going to be fun. I mean, you got your first week of fun. You got all the adrenaline, but now is when every day I think you can feel pretty good about where your program is.
Yeah, people are asking about confirmed staff. No, I don't know that anything's really confirmed. I suspect some stuff's going to get confirmed today. I mean, there's a handful of people that obviously are staying because they weren't fired last night. A lot of people were told that, hey, indeed, you won't be let go, to my knowledge. I know of three or four, at least. Yeah, so we'll see. They'll announce some names today. And some of this is, I reported this last night. We live in a Twitter age where everything happens super fast. I was told last night, I don't know, 8 o'clock-ish, that there were still two or three people for several spots, that there was still some chessboard pieces that had to get moved, where a piece might get moved. He's on the board, but he might get moved to a different place to make room for somebody else. Mm-hmm. There were some coaching search things elsewhere that could potentially impact what he does.
Yeah, it's not a list of 9 names.
No, he's just not there yet. Might be there by the end of the day. Might be there by the end of tomorrow. But there's still some stuff that had to happen. There was just some movement that had to happen. Some jobs that had to get filled. The FAU job, for example, has to get filled. I saw where the guy from Clemson, Scott, is that his name?
Jeff Scott.
He got the
USF
job. Good for him. So, yeah. And there's a lot of Pete Golding stuff. There's some Scott Cochran stuff. I asked someone last night who would know, and he said that the Scott Cochran thing, while not likely, was certainly possible. So that would impact things. I was telling you this, that talking to people who know Kiffin pretty well, said Kiffin calls his own offense to the point that it gives him a lot of offensive flexibility on his staff. He can move people around. It can create a spot for recruiting. He can be creative with the strength and conditioning program. There's some things he can do because of the fact that he is so actively involved on the offensive end of the
of mostly his own quarterback's coach, mostly his own play caller. I mean, I know he gave Bryles play calling duties at one point, but he's more than comfortable doing that himself.
Big Ben asked if Nix is staying for sure. To my knowledge,
early tea leaves point that direction.
But I can't sit here and tell you that anyone is for sure anything other than Lane Kiffin is for sure the head coach. And I don't mean it to be smart, Alec.
And I think Wilson Love is the strength and conditioning
coordinator. I think Wilson Love's the strength and conditioning guy, which feeds into the Cochran theory that I had heard. Now, whether Cochran's just using this for more leverage at Alabama or whether this is him.
Weird year to get some leverage at Alabama. Alabama's playing in the Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
This postseason.
I'm going to be careful here. I was told that he should be careful doing that. That might not go over quite as well this time. Nick Saban's a little ornery right now. This season did not go as well as he wanted it to go. This was one of his more talented teams, and it did not work out. It started very early in the season when he tried to probably overdo it in fall camp, and they had some injuries.
Dylan Moses, defensive lineman, linebackers, a lot of stuff at Alabama.
So I get that people want a lot of like concrete stuff on the staff. I just don't have it right now. Maybe other people have it. I don't have it. I've heard the offensive line coach from Florida State, I think his name is Clements.
Randy Clements.
I've heard him as the I think as the OL coach.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard what's the guy's name? Jeff Lebby.
His name keeps floating as OC.
It's possibly OC. So I don't know.
Frankly, a lot of this is probably going to be outdated by the time you hear this podcast, if you're not watching live.
I've heard consistently that he wants to bring Charlie Weiss Jr. and that most expect Charlie Weiss Jr. will come. But I don't know that. I didn't see anybody else get off the plane with him yesterday. So I don't know what else is happening.
He's meeting with the team this morning. He was doing staff stuff last night. And then, again, we'll we'll see him around 1 o'clock today.
Where'd he go to dinner? Do you know?
I don't know
what he had?
I mean, I'd probably find out, but I don't know. I left him alone. We didn't stalk anyone last night.
Yeah,
we decided to play it cool yesterday as far as that relates.
We had a conversation about whether to go out to the airport or not, and I just decided I thought that was more of a fan thing than it was a media.
Well, I knew Ole Miss was going to do a great job from a media standpoint.
Yes.
So I said, okay, we'll just take whatever they give us. I mean, they're going to, you know, I mean, they have much better cameras than we do. They're going to do the same thing. They're going to have a closer access point to it. We'll just run their content.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't overly complicated.
No, Leif, I'm not going to buy a half price beer at the Pavilion today.
Why? So this is the problem? This is the cutoff for you?
No, I think one beer at midday today. And
you look tired.
I've been up since about 1:30 in the morning. I woke up at 11:50. I fell back asleep. I woke up again at about 1:20 something, and I have a 10-minute rule.
Whoa, huh?
If I lay there for 10 minutes, middle of the night.
That's seriously your rule?
Yep.
I'm 10 minutes,
I'm up. If I lay there for 10
minutes.
You will
not give it a half hour?
Nope. Oh, God, no.
Why?
Because I hate that worse than almost worse than anything.
Dude, if I had a 10-minute rule, I would never sleep through the night. Ever.
I don't sleep through the night much. Hardly ever.
I'd be up at 2 a.m. every day.
Yeah, I'm up at 2 a.m. a lot, 3 a.m. a lot. But this was early, so I got up. Already today, I've gotten some tax information that my accountant had requested late last week. Got it together, sent it to her. She's got that. She's probably like, oh my God, I didn't expect that at 2-something in the morning. But she's got it. I set up picks for this week.
Okay.
Already in the system. I set up the mailbag. Requested mailbag stuff. Got started on the mailbag. Did 2 45-minute Peloton rides. I've been active. I mean, I did more by 5:40 in the morning than most people will do in the course of a day. And I'm not particularly proud of it.
Congratulations.
No, I'm not particularly proud of it. I'm going to pay for it. Like, I can feel the beginnings of just a horrific headache coming right now. It's right up here. It's going to be really bad.
And then last night, as I see here on the chat, you invited the guy from The Bachelorette onto the podcast. He is an FAU fan. He congratulated Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
So you took a shot.
He's the guy that pretty much every woman in America is in love with. He dated after the Bachelor thing. He dated Gigi Haddad for a little while. I'm going to guess that was pleasant. I think they have broken up, but I think he's going to get through it okay. Probably there's plenty of people that are
lining up. You don't think he's suffering?
I'm going to guess there's lots of people lined up to console him.
Okay.
I think if we did get him on the show, which I'm not particularly confident that we will, but I think if we did, it would be our highest female demographic show in our history.
Hey, we got a run of female callers the other night. I asked for them, and hey, we rolled through a few of those calls.
I think that show would go from 4% to about 84%.
I do. This is a good point here from Mexican Norwal. Your lack of a blue check mark is going to hurt you there because he's not going to get a notification that it's a person that he needs to pay attention to.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you had a check mark, it'd be an alert.
Okay.
But it's not. So it's just running into God knows what his social media looks like every day.
I guess you could take it and send it.
I guess I could.
You've got one.
Yeah, I could think some of those websites that they just pass the ball. We'll see what happens. All right.
I don't feel like.
Well, no, now that you're getting fake accounts in your name is more of the reason to have one, too.
Yeah.
That's actually more relevant to what we're talking
about. It's more likely that I will just get off Twitter entirely than go through and sign up for a blue check mark. Seriously. I think about getting off Twitter once a week, and eventually I will just completely get off of it. I don't know that it benefits me whatsoever.
Okay. Little advice to you guys. We'll talk about some hand raise guys the other night. We'll do it again here because everybody got all worked up about, or not everybody, sorry, that's a way mischaracterization. There was a group that got worked up over the guy handing him the baby and mentioning the burner phone last night at the airport. We had this advice to you on Friday. We had this advice to you on Saturday night as we did a hand raise, guys. Thick skin, guys. thick skin. Lane Kiffin's your coach. Chill out. None of that stuff matters. The NCAA is not coming to your door because somebody mentioned a burner phone at the airport yesterday.
He's never had NCAA issues.
Chill. Embrace it. Laugh at it. And move on with your day. Ole Miss fans are very high-strung, and I understand that. Been through hell. I get it.
Yep.
It's time to let it go.
No, you have to let it go.
It's time to move on, or it's going to drive you freaking insane. One or the other.
He has national media people who don't like him and don't like Ole Miss, and now the two are combined, and they're going to just take shots, and you've got to let it go. You've got to let it go. I mean, I'm giving you some therapy here. Don't worry about what you can't control. He's your coach. Embrace the craziness. It's really controlled. He's excellent at social media. He does little kind of poking things.
He jabs. He makes fun of himself.
He did one yesterday at Alabama. It was playful. It was funny.
Which one?
It was an Instagram thing where someone had... Remember the play where Denzel Kimdichie hit the Alabama quarterback?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
He put himself on Denzel's body, and I think Saban's head was on.
Yeah.
And it was funny. And he's going to do stuff like that, and opposing fans are going to get upset. The Arkansas fans are upset right now, and Ole Miss fans are getting mad at the Arkansas fans for being Chase is right.
Just kind of say bless your heart at Arkansas right now and move on with your day.
Yeah, and just you're relevant. Be so glad you're relevant because
you can also – I mean, again, I'm not doing Hugh Freeze stuff today. I refuse. We're not talking about Hugh Freeze today. I just refuse.
Fine with me. I'm good.
Yeah. My point being, though, forever you open Twitter cringing. You don't have to cringe anymore. No. Laugh at it and move on with your day. That's
it. It's pretty funny.
You went from bad Twitter to no Twitter to good Twitter. That's what you've done in three coaching staffs here.
You went from bad Twitter to no/boring Twitter to now it's going to be a good bit of Twitter.
I mean, look, even the 2014 picture that he puts up where it's a very pro Ole Miss thing. Let's go, blah, 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 blah. He was on the other team. Yeah. He was poking fun at himself. Yeah. The first thing he saw was a picture of him losing a game.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It's all good. He's really creative at this stuff. And look, Ross Bjork's a friend. Michael Thompson's a friend. I like them. They're friends of ours. I know a lot of you guys don't like them, and that's cool. You don't have to. But we're friends with them on a level beyond knowing them like you do, and they're friends of ours. But something has happened at Ole Miss beyond just Keith Carter that people have kind of let their guard down a little. And Ole Miss's media, my friend Mark Keim with AL.com, you've heard Mark. Mark and I used to do radio together in Mobile. He wrote a really nice story. I think someone's linked it to the board about the way that Ole Miss sort of unrolled the Kiffin news on Saturday. And it was really creative, and it was really good, and it was kind of edgy, and if that's the new Ole Miss...
It was a different tone than anything we've seen. However, I don't know.
If that's the new Ole Miss, you guys have finally figured it out, because that's who you need to be.
Be fine.
You're the Rebels. That's your name. They put it in the end zone, and sometimes the basketball team wears it on their shirt, and people say, here come the Rebels. If you're going to be the Rebels, well, then kind of be rebellious a little bit.
It's all right.
Yeah,
it's okay.
This guy's not going to stay in the lines. He's
not going to go crazy over him.
No, he's not.
But he's going to brush up a little bit.
Yeah, he's going to. You know, when you were a little kid, your kids came home with sometimes everything was really neat. His stuff was never really neat. His stuff's kind of all out in the edges, but it didn't leave the page. It's okay. It's all good.
Had the little kerfuffle between Ole Miss and Arizona State. What is the Herm train? I've never heard that before in my life.
I haven't either, but they're allowed to have a train.
Rhyme.
But there, it's okay. They can have a train.
No, it's fine, but it makes no sense.
No. But I'm okay with it.
Well, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. If you're Ole Miss, instead of getting worked up about it, call them and say, hey, y'all want to schedule a home and home. Have some fun. Gotta let some of this not get like you
we
said.
We could do a train trophy.
We could.
Do a home and home and do a train trophy.
That would be fantastic. I'd be far more for that than that stupid egg or the boot or the whatever. Not the boot. The
block of wood.
The block of the wood shop trophy. Have some fun. You went from being irrelevant.
What are our odds of Lane making fun of that trophy next fall?
Oh, God.
What are we setting the odds at that Lane would make fun of it?
83.7% that he does make fun
of it. Oh, you think it's a favorite that he makes fun of it?
Well, especially if he gets to see it first.
Yeah, like if it's a, like, yeah.
Well, I mean, some of this is going to depend on kind of how the relationships get built over the course of time. Because if, when does Ole Miss play them? It's early next year. So it,
yeah, it's earlier.
Yeah. It just depends on, like, again, if we've built a relationship enough where I can say, hey, have you ever seen the Magnolia Bowl trophy? And when he looks at you like, no, I haven't seen it. You know,
hey, well, I got a photo.
Can I show it to you real quick? I want to get your thoughts. And I don't know that we'll be there by September.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jeez, I don't know.
But yeah, you're exactly right. And I wrote this the other day on Saturday. I know we put a lot of stuff out. Maybe everybody hasn't read it all. You should go to rebelgrove.com. It's part of the Rivals Network. If you are not a subscriber, you can enter 50 Rebels and get 50% off your first year's subscription. There's a lot there. You're gonna have to grow some thicker skin. You're going to take some shots. But you went from being irrelevant to the laughing stock, the absolute laughing stock one Saturday, to literally one Saturday later, you're the lead story on Championship Saturday.
Yeah, I want to go there in a second. We'll do that in 1 minute. First, tell you about Community Mortgage. Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. They're getting local underwriting. It understands your market. You're getting a leader in condo financing in Oxford. The float-down option, which allows you to lock in the current rate. But if rates go down before you close, you get that lower rate. 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
I needed to pull up that file. Guest will join us on this week, I assume.
And most weeks.
We'll get back into some guests here soon. There's been a lot to talk about. Guest will join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters is sports, music, drink, and food. It's known for its great food, New Orleans-style po' boys, handcrafted burgers, all with a Cajun flair. Rafters on the Square offers the best sports viewing in Oxford, 14 large flat screens plus a 17-foot big screen on the Rafters stage. They're known for their famous Bloody Mary. They have three full bars, including an outside patio bar. It's open Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m. and opens on Friday and Saturday at 11 a.m., open until 2 a.m. The Sunday brunch was voted the best brunch in Oxford. It's from 10:45 to 3 each Sunday, featuring live bluegrass bands and $3 mimosas. All of that at Rafters Music and Food Hotline. If you need a gift idea for your kids this holiday season, the Oxford Park Commission recommends signing up for the 2020 spring soccer season. If you played in the fall, you can rejoin your team for just $25. It costs for new registrations $50. Leagues are open for ages 5 to 15. The deadline to sign up is December the 22nd. For more information, visit oxfordparkcommission.com. Splinter Creek is a gated conservation community. It's located 8 miles southwest of Oxford, 75 minutes from the Memphis airport. SplinterCreekMS.com is the website. You can set up a tour today with Tom Smith Land and Home Agents, 601-898-2772. 34 lakefront homes that are ranged in size from 2 to 25 acres, 650 acres of lakes, pine, and hardwood forest, 6 miles of private roads. It's well-maintained running, cycling, and hiking trails. There's just a lot there. It's absolutely gorgeous, and you should check it out. SplinterCreekMS.com, and again, that number, 601-898-2772. College Corner Store is open. You can get online, collegecornerstore.com. It's your one-stop Christmas shop, presents for guys, gals, and kids. Get 30% off this week by entering coupon code LANETRAIN, LANETRAIN, at collegecornerstore.com.
The other thing that I think you can pick up from a little bit, and we'll find out more today, but so far the one interview that I've heard from Lane, that ESPN thing yesterday, you can have a little different tone too from the standpoint of why he's here, what's important. And frankly, for the first time since, I'm going to go Ed Orgeron, and maybe that's not even right, but, you know, Nutt, Came from Arkansas immediately. Never really cared about Ole Miss per se, but I don't think Nutt ever thought Ole Miss could win at a very high level either. I think that was one of the major negatives with Houston Nutt was that
impacted the way he recruited.
He thought, hey, if we win eight, that's all anybody wants. That's the ceiling. That is what it is. And I think in some ways he believed that. With Freeze, Mississippi guy, very Ole Miss, very heartstrings. Obviously with Matt Luke, times even more than that. Yeah. Lane sees this as a vehicle in the SEC West. You're not going to get tons of emotion from an Ole Miss standpoint. I'm saying you know what I mean. You're going to get, hey, this is an SEC West job that I can win at, and they're giving me the resource to win here, and that's why I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get. So that's the thing, too. You're going to get a completely different tone on motivation as far as why he is the head coach at Ole Miss.
I love it. That's what I want.
I mean, it's what we talked about yesterday. Hey, I'm back in the West. I'm back in. I'm here. This
if
is what I'm doing.
If I'm a fan, I don't give a damn whether the guy on that sideline is emotional about my school or not. He's wanting to win. I promise you he wants to win. And if I'm a fan, that's really all I care about. Oh, we get to win? I'll tell you what. I'll handle the emotion for you.
Yeah.
You do the winning, I'll do the emotion. That needs to be the transaction between coach and fan.
He was asked yesterday, hey, have you been to the Grove? Nope. No, I don't know. No,
I hadn't done that.
I spent some time there with Chris. I like it. Nice place. Good place to live.
Yeah.
He told you his motivations in that interview earlier this fall. I got linked on our board this morning. You can go find it there. With Paul Feinbaum. It was the week that he had sent out the C&I referee thing after they lost to whoever they lost to that week. And they lost, and FAU had lost. He got fined by CUSA. And he was laughing. He's like, yeah, I guess there's Twitter police. You know, there's no free speech on Twitter. And he's laughing about it. But Paul, at the end, goes, hey, would you entertain an idea to be back in the SEC should it come? And he does the coach speak thing a little bit first and goes, hey, I love what's going on at FAU. I'm older. I'm more mature. I've got enough money. I like living here. I think we've won a lot of games, blah, 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 blah. And then Paul, to his credit, goes, you didn't rule it out. You didn't answer my question. And he goes, well, of course. He goes, in saying that, I'm not taking any job. I'm taking a job where I feel like I can win a national championship that gets me a vehicle back in that league and that division and that kind of thing. So the motivation is win. Win, yes. win. Period. Yes. That's it.
Well, he's not going to have as much fun on Twitter if he's losing.
He can only have fun if he's relevant.
Yeah, I've said this all along. I mean, and you can win at Ole Miss. You can win a national championship at Ole Miss. I think it was proven in, was it 2015?
Yeah. When I mean, 2014, the very first college football playoff ranking, Ole Miss was in it.
And Mississippi State was, too. You can win one there, too. If you're going to do this, say that you can win one at Ole Miss, you got to say that you can win one at Mississippi State because they were number one in the country going to Alabama at 10-0.
Of course.
I mean, they were. Can't take that away from them. They were. Ole Miss was nationally relevant those 2 years. Played in access bowls, all that stuff. Is it a little harder to win at Ole Miss than it is at LSU or Alabama? Yeah, it is. I mean, there's no denying that. There's no point in denying that. But he wouldn't have taken the job if he didn't think he could win. There was
he didn't want the Arkansas job.
He didn't want it because he would have taken it, but I think there was some reluctance there. I think he's glad that Arkansas dragged its feet.
Mm-hmm.
It opened up the Ole Miss job, and he went after the Ole Miss job hard, and that's worth noting. That's worth noting. And it wasn't because of some deep, abiding love for the University of Mississippi. It's because he thought he could win there.
He was at Alabama when he lost twice to him.
Saw him.
And went, okay, yeah, you can
he
do
was,
it here.
He was here on Katy Perry Day.
Yeah, he saw Laquon Treadwell and Laramie Tunzel and Robert Kimdichie.
And someone asked in the thread a minute ago, I wonder what his recruiting philosophy is. Oh, I can tell you his recruiting philosophy.
Get more of those dudes.
Go out and get really good players.
Yeah.
That's what he did at Tennessee.
That was his quote in one of those interviews. He goes, this is 75% recruiting.
Yeah.
Because here's what it does. It raises your floor and raises your ceiling.
Yeah.
If you have the best players or good enough players, you can only be so bad, and you're opening up a whole nother level at the top of this thing. That's what recruiting is. This isn't rocket science.
No, of course not.
Now, to Trey Biddy's credit, reading from the live chat, he said exactly what happened with Arkansas. They thought they had him. They figured a deal was in place. They drug their feet, and they got beat.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
They couldn't get on the same page.
Couldn't get all the
boosters.
And then
once Ole Miss kind of came into play, Lane went, whoa.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Couldn't get all the boosters on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah, Biddy's exactly right.
Yeah. To his credit, he said exactly what happened.
Never understood why, as media, you'd want to spin that. Why? What's the point?
Oh, Wally Hall's a joke.
Yeah. Wally's... I like Wally. I consider Wally a friend, but it...
Old man yelling at cloud.
Wally has really turned into the old man in the yard. I mean, he has. I like Wally a lot. Early in my career, he was really good to me. He even talked to me at one point about, you know, maybe if I'd be interested in a job there and stuff like that. So I always will have a soft spot for him, but he's gotten angry.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, and from a media standpoint, I was going to mention this because this morning I clicked on it. It's kind of my own fault, frankly. I was going through Twitter, and Yahoo Sports put up their I guess I'd be that careful because Pat works for SI now too. So
yeah,
because
I said Wetzel's column was I thought really good.
Yeah, Wetzel did a great job. Talked about how there's some issues in the backgrounds, but this thing might actually work because they're both a little crazy. Point being, Wetzel and 40 do a podcast, and the headline was about Lane Kiffin, so I clicked on it. I scrolled through and found it. It's around the 25-minute mark. If you guys want to go find it for yourself. But Wetzel was doing kind of what he talked about in the column, said, you know, look, yeah, there's stuff on both sides. They both kind of been through hell, but here they are. And he likened it to a Vegas wedding where everybody back home says, well, it's crazy, but it just might work. And I think that's very accurate. I think that actually is a pretty good example of what's going on right now for Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin. But what I'm pointing at is ignore some of these other people. You got Dennis Dodd, who is always going to Dennis Dodd, whatever. Yep, ignore it. Move on. Block it. Get to whatever. And then Pat Forty still to this day has his whatever for Ole Miss. So Wetzel goes through all this and talks about, you know, the why it kind of makes sense, why it sort of works, and to the point of being very, very excited, frankly. Like he let it off with this.
I thought his column was great.
He said the man of the year so far this year is Elijah Moore on the podcast. That's how he opened it up.
Yeah.
He talked about that, said that basically the biggest moment in their podcast is Lane coming back into Oxford for the content and everything that will go along with this. And he's right.
Sure.
And he makes a point at one point. He's like, you know, Ole Miss can be good. Ole Miss can win. They can be good. This thing, whatever. And Pat fought it so hard and did this thing where, no. It's like you're showing such this emotion off what that thing you're pissed off about from years ago to where at this point it's just going to be what it is. So quit if you're the fan. Stop. Move the freak on. Yeah, it does not matter.
Someone asked about Wolken. Wolken has actually praised the
hire.
He's
fine. I mean, yeah, Wolken's been fine.
Wolken's deal, I think, has more to do with Freeze than it did Ole Miss.
He wouldn't admit that, but it was Freeze more than Ole Miss. In some ways, I think Wolken would kind of like Ole Miss if he could just get it through his head a little bit.
Yeah.
He just never been able to kind of get there.
You know, I'd put up a story on Saturday that quoted a lot of national people. Dellinger and I don't remember several. The weekend is a blur. Most people are excited about it. If you're a national guy, he's a story.
Content.
He gives you another story. The Ole Miss Alabama game next year goes from, oh, God, to, oh, this is awesome.
Oh, a treasure trove in the West all of a sudden.
The Ole Miss LSU game goes from, oh, God, I wonder how bad the final will be. From a national media standpoint, that's not even worth looking at. To, oh, man, that might go to that game.
And now suddenly, if you're ESPN, I need Ole Miss and Baylor at 6:30 on Saturday night. Let's get slot in this thing.
Did you see the people that run that the game?
Yeah, no, whatever the Advocare, Houston,
yeah,
whatever.
They're like pumped, counting down days, minutes now.
Yeah, you get Baylor, who's a top 10 team in an Access Bowl, and you get Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, they went from, oh man, I don't know, I kind of wish we could, get out of this probably, to, oh, we got a team that's going to play in the Sugar Bowl versus Lane Kiffin. In.
Yeah.
They get Lane Kiffin's first game.
And are going to get Ole Miss people and Ole Miss people and Ole Miss people and Ole Miss people at that game.
30,000.
They're going to send everybody.
30,000.
It's going to look like a bowl game.
They got to be excited. But you're exactly right. So, I mean, I'm going to say this. People don't like this. If you are the type of person that gets upset at negative national media, you need to start ignoring Dodd, ignoring 40. When you open up their stuff, it's kind of like on the message board.
You know what you're getting.
There's an ignore tab for a reason. Click it. You don't have to open Pat Forty's stuff and Dennis Dodd's stuff. They're going to criticize. They're going to be negative. And if that stuff bothers you and you keep opening it, well, that's on you. Officially today, my opinion. It's mean, but that's what they are. They're going to be negative. They're going to be consistently negative. And if that bothers you and you open it, well, what'd you expect?
Lane did hug the shark last night. put his arm around him?
It was very awkward.
Oh, you don't think he was? No. You think he looked at him funny at first, probably?
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
I think he got in that car and said.
That's probably something Keith didn't bring up in the interview. Hey, you didn't have, let me just show you our mascot real quick.
I'm guessing he got in the car and said, what's up with the lizard?
Yeah, y'all didn't prep me. What's the connection?
Is that a can opener?
Yeah, what?
What's that? So the land shark, is that the opener to open? Because land shark's not a twist off, right? It's an open.
Oh, it's a bottle opener. That's
maybe it's a bottle opener. Teeth? Yeah.
It's kind of, there you go. I like that.
No, I promised that I would do this. I will launch.
What?
I will launch into today. I will be consistent. It's time for the fluffy shark. It can't be that hard. Just get a big fluffy shark. Call up San Jose. I think there's a soccer team in Europe that is the Sharks that has a decent mascot. I saw that over the weekend. It can't be difficult. It's time to get it done.
Yeah, Chris Vernon was very mad. It's really easy to ignore Chris Vernon these days. So you have to go find Chris Vernon not ignore Chris Vernon.
You have to seek Vernon out. And so if you seek him out and you get the negative and it bothers you, well, that's on you.
It's the only negative to not having Norvell is watching the Memphis media just do this combustible thing in midair. That would have been kind of fun. But this is more long-term fun.
Yeah. It's more short-term fun. It's more long-term fun. The media, the Memphis media being upset would have been a fun for about a day.
Yeah. At some point, you go, okay, great. Okay, I can't do that for a week.
I do feel justified because I got criticized a little bit last week when I said that the Memphis legacy was really important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he choked up talking about it yesterday.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. I feel pretty justified in saying that. My sourcing on that was really good, and I just couldn't tell people who my sources were, but it was really close to Norvell, and it was a major negative for him with the Ole Miss job. It's bizarre, and I think it's crazy, but it was true.
Spending no time on this from a sports standpoint, but whatever. A-plus news dump for Ole Miss yesterday. Lane Kiffin is coming. He is descending into Oxford and almost puts out that Mike Smith's not being retained as the softball coach.
It was almost
within like 90 seconds of each other yesterday.
It was almost like they had a thing in the plane.
And the radar thing.
And when they said, ladies and gentlemen, please buckle your seatbelt, final descent. And then when they heard the wheels come down, you know, they heard the wheels.
Yeah.
Like, okay, hit it now. They buried that.
I was on the side because I was waiting for Ole Miss to start its coverage or whatever. So I'm sitting on my computer and my phone lights up and it's media advisory, Ole Miss, Mike Smith, whatever it said. Yeah. And I went like immediately, just like, oh my God. Oh my God. It's like,
that's kind of our fault because we knew earlier in the weekend that they
and
were.
And I just, it didn't have enough relevance to, frankly, I think people would have been mad had I posted it. Because had I put, we had some fun with chicks. On whatever day that was, because
we trolled.
We knew Lane was going to be the coach. We said, okay, we're going to post that, but let's wait 10 minutes. First, say there's no softball update yet. Put it in chicks, piss everybody off, and then in like 10 minutes, we'll give them the good news. So we had a little fun
there. I thought it was funny.
But yeah, it was alerted to me earlier in the week that essentially they had already started looking at replacements and figuring out what they were going to do or whether to keep the interim or whatever, and it just didn't even register in my head to do anything with it, frankly. It's a little occupied at the moment.
I don't want to spend any time.
And I don't want to get into what happened, so it's just one of those deals.
If I'm going to get sued, it's not going to be over a softball story. I'm just not.
That would not be the way to get sued.
No, if I'm going to get sued, we're going to do something big, not softball.
Yes, we were trolling. We were having fun. It was in the middle of the day. Nobody was like, everybody was stone sober, I think, at that point.
Georgia Rebel says they're talking about on ESPN on that Get Up show with Mike Greenberg and stuff.
Which no one watches.
No one watching, but they're talking Ole Miss football on Monday, December the 9th. Yep.
Ole Miss hasn't been able to market its program since 2015.
No, it's been...
The last time Ole Miss was able to truly market its program was leading into the Florida State game for the 16 season opener.
And even then, there was the whole...
There's the thought, but...
Because they already had an NOA.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I lose track.
It kind of runs together, doesn't it? Yeah, because they got the NOA SEC tournament 16. I was in Hoover that morning when we opened it up and started reading it. Remember? Yeah. Because the first one we went, well, it's not too bad.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That was that was May of 16 because I was in Hoover when it came out. Ole Miss was going on that little mini run through the SEC tournament.
And was they won it like later their first that week four. That Laramie had the issue and they
was it that week? I was back home.
I was on my way back from the beach and I saw
that. So it'd have been a couple weeks after that maybe or so. A month after that or whatever.
I lose track.
Either way, point being 16. There was a ton of build up to that Ole Miss Florida State game.
Yeah.
Ton.
Yeah.
Ole Miss had Chad back. They were still gonna be pretty good. They lost all the first round picks, but
yeah.
We thought a pretty good program. They had that first half where you look at them and go, my God, they're about to go to the playoff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, whoo, shit, what is this? And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, they imploded.
Yeah,
it's a weird year.
Because you had like, they did the media stuff. You know, the Ole Miss's media did a lot of good stuff with, you know, they had DeAndre Burnett because he was like Dalvin Cook's brother. They did that little thing leading in. There was a lot of kind of stuff going into that and
that's
whatever.
Right.
But
that's right.
Yeah. We are not allowed to live feed press conferences. That is an Ole Miss rule. You cannot do that.
It's going to be on
it's going to be an ESPN, I
ESPN
think.
Plus.
Yeah. So is it some Plus or 3?
I don't
That's
know.
It's a different subscription.
3, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure that Ole Miss will make it available to us and we'll share it on our site. It'll be on their site. You'll
get it.
If you want to see it, you'll be able to see it. No, the team meeting's this morning.
Neil's going like 4 hours early, so.
Yeah. I'll get there early.
Did Coward praise it? What did he say?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he verbally committed.
Did he? Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin back in the league is fun if you're a national media. It gives you another person to talk about. And they'd frankly rather to see Ole Miss win. They want Ole Miss to become relevant now. On the field. They do.
Because you need Lane to be relevant.
Well, the league.
Yeah.
And the league wants Ole Miss to win. Because the league's negotiating this deal with CBS right now where they're like, hey, remember that deal that you got us on this last time? We'd like about 15 times that amount of money this time.
And you still believe it. I'm not convinced A&M's going to take this meteoric jump.
They might not.
I think there's room here in this division right now.
I do too. I think I've said you can win at Ole Miss. Saban's not getting any younger. There are some signs there that – I mean, I do mean small
I mean, we always
issues.
Do this, so
– small fissures, you know what I mean? Very small. It's still very solid foundation, but there's a crack or two.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn still with Gus Malzahn, a coach that the Auburn fans just can't quite decide to love and they kind of hate, yet he wins just enough to stay. LSU's a juggernaut right now, but what will they be when Joe Burrow is not there anymore? I don't know. We'll see. Give them credit for what they are right now, which is kick ass. They are one hell of a football team.
They've got to prove it to me, but they are recruiting like son of a guns right now.
They're really good. I mean, right now, I think you have to give them credit for being one hell of a football team.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. First, tell you about MasterCut's Lawn and Landscape, premium lawn care throughout northern Mississippi, but a lot more as well, from custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces with paper patios, forestry mulching, and much more. Patch your dream backyard easier than you think with MasterCut's. It's gomastercuts.com. For a free quote or 662-607-7773.
It's transition time at Dead Soxy. After their biggest sale ever, they've gone back to the drawing board to bring you new offerings for Christmas. No committees, no national searches. They've got this in the bag. So enjoy 30% off all your orders with promo code Rebel Grove. Make sure to get the stocking stuffer he or she will love. 30% off all items, including deep discounted sale items. And as always, stay Soxy. We're just 2 weeks from Christmas now. Is that right?
Close to it. Yeah. Wow. Not yet, but close.
2 weeks from Christmas now, and time is running out to complete. It's going to be a bad day. Your holiday shopping, but thanks to our friends at Blue Delta Jeans, you can solve that problem today. Call them, message them on social media, or visit their new website at BlueDeltaJeans.com to purchase a gift card and give your loved ones the best fitting pair of jeans they'll ever wear. Additionally, Oxford Exxon podcast listeners with the pattern on file can get a free 2-week rush on their order using promo code podcast through the Blue Delta Jeans website. That's pretty cool. So go ahead, take advantage of this deal so you can show up to your Christmas parties in style. Again, if you're already a Blue Delta Jeans customer and they've got your pattern on file, You can get a two-week rush on your order just by using the promo code PODCAST through the Blue Delta Jeans website. We'll have picks up again on Thursday, Army-Navy, some NFL. I ought to slow it down and just put like one game in there because I've never been in first place this late in the season.
Try to do like back in the 60s or whenever they didn't have a shot clock in high school basketball and you just
– four corners.
You just don't score. Don't move it at all.
It's been my week. If Tyler responds, I'll know that my demise is coming very, very soon. And
you're
this
using
is just,
up all your bullets now.
This is just my final flourish before I go down in a ball of flames. It's brought to you by Southern Craft Stove and Tap. They have some amazing news to share. Just like the Rebels, they have something shiny and new coming soon. Come visit their new restaurant in Tupelo beginning Wednesday, December the 11th. That's this Wednesday. Enjoy all your Southern favorites from their carefully crafted menu and enjoy a curated cocktail or one of their many craft beers on tap. It's located in the new Bank Plus building at 205 East Troy Street. Come get in on the fun at Southern Craft Stove and Tap. And don't forget to avoid the traffic on the square at their Oxford location off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue, Southern Craft Stove and Tap. And we welcome a new sponsor to the site and to the podcast, and that is Nest and Wild. Sleep better with a Nest and Wild mattress. Nest and Wild is a Mississippi-based mattress company making a high-quality mattress delivered right to your door. They make buying a new mattress easy. Every Nest and Wild mattress is 1 foot thick, giving you comfort and support that will last. A lot of online brands sell an 8-inch or 10-inch mattress with less support and durability. From the twin side to the California King, every Nest and Wild mattress is 1 foot thick. They're 100% American made. The pricing is competitive when compared to the rest of the mattress companies in their tier. And getting this quality of mattress for the money is a great value for the customer. Add in the podcast discount and it's even better. Also, you can fight cancer in your sleep. Nest and Wild has partnered with former Major League pitcher Jason Mott and his foundation in the fight against cancer. They donate a portion of every mattress sold back to Jason Mott's charity. So it's a no-risk decision. Nest and Wild believes in their product so much, they're offering a 99-night trial on every mattress. Try it out. Sleep on it for 99 nights. And if you don't like it, you can return it. Go to nestandwild.com. Order your mattress. Enter the podcast code REBEL20 and get 20% off your purchase. Your mattress will arrive at your door in 3 to 5 days.
Question here from the live stream. Yeah, Ole Miss will put him up somewhere until he can purchase a home. That's how that works.
You think? They'll take care of his lodging for a little while?
I have a feeling that they have some options there that they will make. They allow the head.
I got through the ad without
it's
laughing.
It's all on you now. I'm good. This is why Lane keeps you guessing too on his Twitter. So he puts out at 8:05 this morning three. Kind of cards he's got laying on what appears to be like a counter somewhere, and it's like inspirational quotes. So we go from that yesterday to inspirational quotes this morning. We're all over the place, but it says day one Ole Miss football, and it is quotes by Sarah Sai Baba, Habuki something, and Ralph Waldo Emerson this morning. Okay. Is what we have from
diverse,
and we also have a really good Photoshop immediately where instead of those have been crossed out, and it says get rid of the land shark, recruit Arch Manning, and get a new kicker. So there's your Photoshop for the day.
You know, all they'd have to do to get rid of Tony now is for Lane to say I don't like it. That'd be that.
Think so?
And Keith Carter's firing everybody else. He can go fire the land Tony shark. All Keith Carter would have to do right now with the capital that he's got, he wouldn't even use any of it to do this. That shark wasn't my idea. He's fired. Out.
We'll spend the money to get a new one.
We're going to get a fluffy shark. Going to sell some tickets today.
Hey, if you're coaching the building, I close my door this morning.
I win some games. A lot of games.
I don't really know who would be under fire at this point, but if you might be under fire, you don't pick now.
Yeah. Make sure all your T's are crossed and eyes dotted.
No compliance issues if you're a non-revenue sport. None of that stuff. No. Hey.
Your boy Malloy's walking around going, thank God we're winning. Woo!
It's the off season right now. It's fine. Yeah,
he's like, you know, I'm recruiting.
I got a real young team, guys. Got
he's
a
like,
real
hey,
young
I'm recruiting
team.
Fifth graders right now. I promise we are working nonstop around the clock.
Oh, God. I don't know why it's cracking me up. Yeah. Were you surprised? Sorry, I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Were you surprised Clemson opened up as a favorite against Ohio State?
No.
Were you not?
Well, I'll tell you why. Clemson started the season kind of shaky, and everybody did what we do in the media, which is, they suck next because we're tired of them. If you notice their scores, like the last, and I know they're playing nobody.
Oh, they've been kicking everybody in the teeth for a while.
They're beating the hell out of nobody week after week after week after week. That game's going to be a really good game.
They opened up as a 2.5 or a 3-point favorite against Ohio State. LSU, I've seen everywhere from 10.5 to 12 over Oklahoma. It's a big line, but
yeah,
LSU's going to score. LSU, and boy. Score. And score.
Gotta get,
and score.
I mean, again, I know next season might be different and all that stuff. Let's forget about that for a minute and talk about right now. Right now, they're out there with a quarterback who is on top of his game, and they have pedal to the metal from minute one. They kind of do everything well right now. Their secondary is really good. They run the ball well. They have receivers who make plays. Their kicker's good. Playing with a ton of confidence, a lot of swagger.
I think I guessed something correctly on Saturday night. I just asked someone who would know. Lane Kiffin's beverage of choice.
Were you right? It was vodka?
At least to their understanding, vodka guy.
Okay.
So, I just had a hunch. I don't know. Just a little hunch there. I mean, we can ask today. You can raise your hand and ask the question in the press conference today.
What's your drink of choice?
Vodka, lemonade, a little cranberry, a little Sprite.
I'm going to guess that his is a little simpler than that.
You think so?
Not all that stuff. You think he's a vodka and like a couple squeezes of lime, or you think he's a vodka tonic or vodka
feel
soda?
Like some, I wouldn't be shocked by a little lime. Yeah, I'm going to guess that.
Doris
like that.
Says he looks like a Natty Light guy. I don't know about that. He looks a little more
sophisticated than that. It was funny yesterday because that's what somebody says. Hey, you know, he got off the plane, not tucked in, or like he looks like whatever. And it's like, what did your whatever? They have a $2,000 sport coat on. Like, you know, it's like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about how Lane's dressed. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay. So,
what do you think the first question is today?
Oh God.
You're like, screw you.
I don't
son
know.
Of a-
I mean,
what do you think it is?
See, the names are already on the back of the jerseys.
Because it's got to be something cheesy, probably.
You think so?
I mean, realistically.
You don't think it's just a basic staff question to open you up?
Could be.
That would be my favorite if I had to put betting odds on it.
Because I don't know that this time it's going to be set up. Like, the nut thing was set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the two questions I remember from that nut press conference 11 years ago was that and then Sandra Knipsel from NPR, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, or somebody getting really annoyed that Nutt was the highest paid employee in the state of Mississippi.
Didn't she ask that at the Freeze press conference?
Did she ask it there too? I remember it with Nutt, and he made some comment about how he had a bunch of kids and having to go to college and needed the cash or something. Like, he kind of tried to play it off with a joke.
But seems I remember like that she asked that at Freeze's introductory press conference too.
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Maybe. Sure.
So there's really no questions at the public one, right? He just talks?
That is my interpretation. I do not remember any questions to Kermit in that setting.
And then
last
we have
time.
The press conference. We're having the press conference after that.
In the basketball media area.
Right.
Yes, that is correct. After. Okay. So 1 o'clock is the start time. They're just reversing it. With Kermit, we had like 15, 20 minutes before and then went out there. We're doing it the other way this time.
Okay.
So we'll do that and then go back in. I mean, we'll be there an hour, I would assume, at least. It'll take a minute.
You know, he doesn't have a whole ton of time today, though. He's got a lot to do. He's got to do some recruiting because a lot of the Mississippi kids
going to Hattiesburg
are heading to Hattiesburg today. They report late today.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have their first practice tomorrow morning at Hattiesburg High School. Mississippi's at Hattiesburg, and the Alabama kids are at Oak Grove.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea. Did everybody that was supposed to make that team make that team? I've not seen a roster or anything.
I need to look at it. I'm heading down there tomorrow.
But you don't know?
No, I need to. I've had some things on my plate.
According to her, the Instagram thing or whatever that was, his ex-wife and kid will be in attendance. That was my understanding today. Just judging by the video, I mean, that's all I got to go on.
Everything I've heard is they really get along.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything's fine.
Yeah.
That's no big deal. Somebody asking, Vernon's take was he didn't understand why Ole Miss was hiring a coach, that the only time he had been on the field as a head coach, he lost 42-17 as the Tennessee head coach in 2009.
What?
Yeah, that was the thing. How are you excited about a coach that you beat 42-17 the only time you've coached against him?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm just telling you, that was the argument.
That's dumb. That's really hurt.
Well, hey, 10 years ago.
That was the McCluster game.
That was the day Dex ran over everybody.
Yeah.
Eric Berry and all included.
That's ridiculous. I mean, that's silly. Listen, let me say this, because it keeps coming up with people. And maybe he'll get asked about it today, and he'll talk about it. I have talked to multiple people who know Lane Kiffin well, who say that the decision to leave Tennessee in 2009, he views it as a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
If he had a do-over, he wouldn't have done it. He was young.
Had a shot at what he perceived as his dream job and took it.
Well, coming up in the system, being the USC head football coach was his dream job. He was there with Pete Carroll and all those cats, and that was his dream job. So he got offered his dream job. He didn't think he would get it, and then the job kind of went a few times, and boom, now it's on your lap, and he took it. And the news broke in a way that he didn't want it to break, but that you can't control how the news breaks. And he wishes that he had done a do-over, because he, looking back, they felt like they had it going at Tennessee. They were recruiting at a really high level, had the nation's number two ranked recruiting class, had a lot going their way, and it just was a mistake the way that he did it. People hold that against him 10 years later, and at some point you got to kind of let that go. That was not some egregious sin.
Made a stupid mistake as a young person. Okay.
Made a mistake that a lot of people would have made.
Yeah. Frankly, it was another version of potentially, now again, I get the money that Matt Luke may have made. Matt Luke would be a better football coach had he gone somewhere else and then tried to move from there.
Sure. I mean, if you could put truth serum
in. I mean, Matt took a job that was very, very hard, and he wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah, if you could. I do
got
wonder.
Paid well.
Yeah,
but
paid well. I do wonder if you could inject, what's it, sodium pentothal or whatever it's called, into his veins today, if he would tell you, you know what, I wish I would have just gotten the USA job. Wouldn't have made as much money, but I'd still be a head coach. A lot less scrutiny. Could have learned on the job. Not so much criticism. Not coaching against the people I'm coaching against. I did agree with something Barrett Salee tweeted yesterday or today. I can't keep up. That the fact that Matt Luke did steady the program during this interim period has made it more possible for them to get a Lane Kiffin type coach. Lane Kiffin looked at the two rosters in Fayetteville and in Oxford and said, "Ooh, the one in Oxford looks a lot better." And then I'll say something that I said in 10 Thoughts, and you might disagree, Chase, and a lot of people in this thing might disagree. Don't lose track that this is still a rebuild. This is not a championship roster that he inherits. It's not. It's not as deep or as talented as the one at LSU, the one at A&M, the one at Alabama, the one at Auburn. It's not. It's better than the one at Arkansas, and I think it's better than the one at Mississippi State.
Okay.
But it's fifth in the division going into next season, and it's going to take a little while, and people don't need to confuse excitement with incredible expectations, in my opinion.
That's why you set the number next year at six.
Yep.
State, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, three non-cons. And if you get more, you get more.
If you get more, it's
win those six
icing
games
on the cake.
Go 3-5 in the league at worst. Take advantage of that part of your schedule at least.
Yep.
You get Vanderbilt. You get Arkansas.
Yep.
Arkansas is going to be a train wreck next
year.
Yes. They're flipping back to the other kind of football now. Like, oh my God. I mean,
they took a massive step back, and they have a transition class. I mean, on a roster that's not talented.
And has been hammered by the portal. Just hammered.
Yeah.
With guys that matter.
That's a 4-year rebuild, if that.
Juracek's not going to survive.
No.
That was night. Missouri may have lucked into a pretty good hire with Elijah Drinkwitz. I think he fits at Missouri pretty well.
I do too.
I think that's good.
And I think you're right. They lucked into it. I think a couple of smart voices on Friday finally said, hey, wait a minute. What are we doing? That guy makes some sense. Look at what we do. Let's get out there. Let's talk to him. Let's get that done. I said Friday. I meant Saturday. And some people said, we're done with this searching thing. We're going to go get our guy. And
yeah, Ben told Keith Carter was all about Drinkwitz.
Liked him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously like Kiffin better, but
I talked to Stephen Godfrey about him, and Godfrey will tell you that people at NC State believe that the reason that they fell off so much this season was because Drinkwitz left.
Now, he's a hell of a gamble because Satterfield built that team. Drinkwitz has never really done anything at this level and did not build this team. He coached it this year, coached the crap out of it.
Yeah. And Satterfield. I do that every time. Satterfield's success this year at Louisville also hurt him a little because people go, oh, that guy's a hell of a good coach.
Yeah. And that's part of it. So.
But you can't take away the fact that they ended up going 11-2 and they won the Sun Belt and have a trophy and the whole shooting match. And you do have to give him credit for that. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for Missouri, given what was becoming, oh boy, this could end up being a real train wreck, they came out of it okay.
You should have already gotten your flu shot, but if you've not done that, it's time to do it now with Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy. $0 copay on most insurance plans. You don't have to wait in line or anything. They'll take care of you as quickly and painlessly as possible. That's either on the square in Holly Springs with Tyson Drugs or off South Lamar Boulevard with G&M. 662-236-2222.
We're also brought to you by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in multiple states, advisors in several states as well. Founded in 1997, Pinnacle Trust provides detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. At Pinnacle Trust, investing is treated like a commodity. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle Trust will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan that's built just for you. The cookie cutter financial planners don't do that. Pinnacle Trust does. They build a box that's just for you. It's pintrust.com, PINNtrust.com. Mention that you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the podcast. You get 10% off your first year's fee. I mentioned my mailbag earlier in the show. The mailbag is sponsored by the Westin Jackson, which is home to Soul Spa, the ultimate luxury spa experience in downtown Jackson. It's also home to Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro, where you can sip on a creative craft cocktail or enjoy their curated wine list. It's open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. Chef Caden's mission is to connect guests with the community through local partnerships, so gather at Estelle tonight. Also brought to you by John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. Whether you're thinking about a golf trip, you're already thinking about your summer trip, Florida, the Caribbean, Scotland, Ireland, I don't know, wherever you think you want to go, John can get you there and he can make it special. He's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows John to supply his clients with added values, unique benefits, simply not available to other travelers. What you do is you get in touch with him, you give him some parameters, you give him a budget, and he'll give you options. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And we're brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based Remax Legacy Realty agent, big part of Savannah Square. If you're coming up this weekend for the Ole Miss Middle Tennessee game, if you're coming up just to hang out, visit the square when the college kids leave and it gets a little quieter and wait lines get a little shorter, and you say, hey, you know what? I think I'd like to live in Oxford. I think I'd like to retire in Oxford. You need to check out Savannah Square. SavannahSquareOxford.com, 9-acre development, 7/10 of a mile from the Oxford downtown square. You can look at it on the website, SavannahSquareOxford.com, or 662-801-5621. And last but not least, in the event that you move to Oxford, you want a bank at Oxford University Bank. OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB offers its customers the absolute best cash checking account. It's called Kasasa. And with Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000 in refund ATM fees nationwide. And they also have a commercial checking account now paying 1% interest as long as you keep $10,000 in the account. Comes with fully interactive online banking. Live Oxford, bankoxford.com, or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured.
Did you see where a lot of people were all up in arms yesterday because ESPN basically took the bowl tie-ins and just threw them out the window and put who they wanted in a lot of bowls?
No.
You're on TV, suck it up, go where they tell you to go.
It's fair.
Who cares? The SEC is always going to get their tie-ins because it's the SEC. But like the Mountain West, basically like none of their tie-ins went to any of those bowls. It just didn't matter. They just moved people around. They even did. They had state in influx for a little while. They thought they were going to the Belk Bowl and they ended up in Nashville instead.
Oh, states in the Music City?
Yeah. States in the Music
City. Who
were
they playing?
Virginia, Louisville. I think Louisville. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Who?
I've got the bowls up.
Auburn plays Minnesota, right?
Yeah, it's a good game.
That'd be a good game.
That's a good game. Yeah, I'll go through them here. Little game. Do you have any idea who the sponsor of the Bahamas Bowl is?
It's the Bahamas Tourism Council.
Makers Wanted.
Oh, that was my next guest.
The Frisco Bowl. Have any idea who their sponsor is?
That would be the Gasparilla Motors.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl.
Man,
of course.
That's next guest.
Yeah, of course. The New Mexico Bowl is just the New Mexico Bowl.
Cool.
Central Michigan's in that, by the way.
Oh,
Jim
good.
McElwain.
Good for them.
The Cure Bowl, Liberty and Georgia Southern.
So that's the fight for the Cure Bowl.
Okay, it just says Cure Bowl.
Okay.
I don't know. It's in Orlando on December something.
Okay.
2:30 CBS Sports Network for that one. The Boca Raton Bowl is the Cherubundi Boca Raton Bowl.
Okay.
SMU and Florida Atlantic in that one.
Oh, okay.
So they get to stay home, play their bowl game.
Lane won't go coach that game, correct?
I would highly doubt it.
Yeah.
That is not my interpretation. Camellia Bowl, Florida National, Arkansas State. Sorry. Mitsubishi Motors, Las Vegas Bowl. Okay, sure.
Sure.
Boise and Washington, though.
That's an SEC tie-in next year.
That is an SEC tie-in next year. Might go to Vegas for Lane next December.
6-6, 7-5, and a trip to Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know. The Liberty Bowl might shank somebody over trying to get Ole Miss at that point.
Hopefully Ole Miss would tell the Liberty, hey, dude,
we're going to Vegas.
We're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
We'll shank you back.
We love you guys, but nah, we're good. Let's see. App State, speaking of, they're in the New Orleans Bowl. Sorry, there's a lot of bowls. I'm trying to get the one that matters.
7,000. Everybody made a bowl.
That December 26th trip to Shreveport.
Who's in it?
La Tech in Miami, Florida.
Well, that's good for them because Tech will take a lot of people over there.
Well, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Like down the street.
64 miles from,
is that what it is?
From Ruston to Independence Stadium.
Eastern Michigan back in a bowl, of course.
Okay.
Who knew? Awesome. North Carolina plays Temple, so Phil Longo gets to play Temple in the Military Bowl.
Okay.
Michigan State with Wake Forest. A&M, Ohio State.
Okay.
They are in the Texas Bowl, so the postseason bowl of what Ole Miss will be playing in next.
A&M and Iowa State?
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma
Gundy
State.
Against
you said
A&M.
Ohio State.
Sorry.
Figured you meant Iowa.
I think I just said OSU, didn't I?
You said Ohio State.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did that in my head.
A&M and Oklahoma State?
That is correct.
That's a good game.
SC Iowa in the Holiday Bowl?
Yeah.
You good there?
In.
You would watch that?
Sure.
Okay. Air Force, Washington State.
Mm.
An interesting contrast, but I don't care.
No.
That's kind of, it's 10:15 too.
Oh, no.
You're out by 10:15?
Yeah.
Camping World Bowl is, it's in Orlando. Notre Dame, Iowa State in that one.
Okay.
I'll watch, depending on the time of day. It's at noon. It's a decent noon game.
Yeah, it's
I'll
not bad.
Flip that on.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The Cotton Bowl, Memphis, and Penn State.
Okay.
Sure. And then the College Football Playoff, Clemson and Ohio State. It is either 4 or 8 o'clock on ESPN
okay.
in Glendale. The other game, Oklahoma LSU, 4-8 o'clock in Atlanta.
If I'm them, I play LSU in the early game because it's got a chance to, it's a bigger chance to be a blowout.
That's true. Keep people
in, and then I put the other one at night.
Just in case that thing is LSU 48, Oklahoma 17.
Yeah, because it's got that written all over it.
Oh, you think LSU's rolling them?
Yes.
You're going to lay the 10 or 12.
There are two teams in the country capable of beating LSU, and Oklahoma's not one of them.
Clemson and Ohio State.
Yes.
No, getting that number one seed was huge because you almost kind of get a bye as long as you play well.
And if you want to beat them, you better bring your
bye. Because, I mean, I watched a lot of Baylor-Oklahoma and went, eh.
Yeah. Well, Baylor could have, maybe even should have won.
Yeah. Yes, in the Music City Bowl, it is Louisville and Mississippi State. It is at 4 o'clock on ESPN.
Okay.
I think I'm giving you a bunch of Eastern times, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
It'd be all right.
Cal and Illinois.
Okay.
Florida and Virginia in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah. I'm not watching.
Virginia gets in because Clemson is in the playoffs. Because
so the ACC thingy.
But it's team ranked 24th in the country in an Access Bowl.
Yeah.
Florida's going to win.
If they care.
Maybe if they don't care.
Yes. Virginia, and they'll care in the Orange Bowl.
Virginia Tech, Kentucky at noon in the Belk Bowl. Fuente against Mark Stoops.
Okay.
You okay there?
Yeah. I'll cheer for Kentucky. I like Stoops.
Okay. Florida State, Arizona State in the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Florida State, Arizona State.
That is correct. In El Paso.
That's the New Year's Eve game?
Is that where we're at?
Yes. It's usually on New Year's Eve.
That is correct.
Yeah.
The Liberty Bowl is Kansas State and Navy headed to Memphis.
Yuck. Yeah.
Not much there. The Arizona Bowl was a thing, Wyoming and Georgia State. And then the Alamo Bowl, Utah and Texas.
Yeah, Utah. They'll beat Texas.
They will?
Yeah.
Feel good about that?
Yep.
Citrus Bowl, Michigan and Alabama.
Oh, I'm in.
Will Alabama care?
If they don't, they'll be in trouble because Michigan will care.
Michigan will really care.
Jim Harbaugh will really care.
Yeah. I'm not overly interested in that game. I'll be honest.
It's New Year's Day?
Yeah, at 1 o'clock, noon.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on.
Because at the exact same time, a kickoff is happening between Minnesota and Auburn.
Oh, I'm watching that.
Outback Bowl.
Yeah, all day.
Later that afternoon, Rose Bowl, Oregon, and Wisconsin.
I watch it because I like the Rose Bowl.
You do like the Rose Bowl.
I do.
Well, you're a Big Ten fandom. I mean, it's their game. So it's
that's a good game. Wisconsin, Oregon. Well, yeah, it's a good game.
The Sugar Bowl that night, Baylor and Georgia.
Eh, that's a dud.
That's the one where Georgia's not really going to care and Baylor's going to be sky freaking high.
Yeah, money's on Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor's going to be sky freaking high that day.
If you're picking bowl games, pick the team that you think cares.
That is, period. No, nothing else.
Don't pick overthink the team that cares. Look at it and go, who cares? If they care and they don't care, pick the care team.
Cincinnati, BC, whatever.
Whatever.
They're in Birmingham.
Oof. Cincinnati, at one point, was thinking Access Bowl.
And now they're in Birmingham. Yeah, if they win a game, Cotton Bowl. Or if they win two games, Cotton Bowl. Instead, then Birmingham.
Ooh.
Ugh. Indiana and Tennessee in the Gator Bowl.
Actually, that's an interesting game.
You like that game?
I actually do.
Okay. It's fair.
And again, we said this the other day. Kudos to Tom Allen, man. Got a huge contract. Perfect fit. Good for you.
One of the just take the tie-ins and completely ignore them is to do this to get a little bit of a regional game. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl.
Okay.
Southern Miss Tulane. Whatever. Go Jack.
Feels like they play each other twice every year anyway.
That's like they have a home and home. Doesn't it? They might not play at all. They're not even in the same league. Let's see. Louisiana and Miami, whatever. Billy Napier, I guess, just hanging out.
Who's playing Miami?
Miami, Ohio against the Raging Cajuns.
Yeah, I know. You said Louisiana. I was like, who's that?
Oh, funny.
Who is that?
Yeah, funny. And then they are predicting, I'm going through an ESPN predicting thing. They're predicting Clemson to play LSU in the national championship. They are predicting Clemson to beat Ohio State. And then they are predicting LSU to win the national championship. A one seed has never won the national championship.
Well, I got to tell you, if LSU wins the national championship, Joe Burrow will never pay for a meal in Louisiana or a drink or damn near anything for the rest of his existence.
Just
it's all gravy.
He's two wins away from just not even cult hero, just hero.
Oh yeah.
Just hero.
He's two wins away from being the most famous LSU player ever. And that includes Billy Cannon and any other cat that you want to throw in there.
Period.
Period.
National title, Ohio State transfer, Heisman Trophy. with Eddie O at the helm.
I mean, the only thing that makes that story better is if it's Ohio State that he beats and not Clemson. That's the story that if someone had told you before the year, hey, here's what's going to happen, you'd be like, come on. That is the sappiest Hollywood movie I have ever seen.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it.
You would look at the script and go, this is not realistic. Out.
For the new subscriber on the live chat, ignore the app. They tell us a new one's coming in. Use your Safari on your phone. That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's not a conversation I really want to have right now.
Nope. I have a feeling I'm getting scolded in Hattiesburg by some of the rivals people.
Do you really?
A little bit.
Over what? And tell me later.
No, I mean, I'll tell you now. I mean, I have a rule on the internet.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to be Billy Badass here. I'm really not. You can call me anything you want. I'm cool.
Oh, over that. Yeah. The other day.
You can call me anything you want to call me. I don't care. I'm good. You can call me ugly. That's cool. I tend to agree. You can call me a douchebag or whatever. You can call me gay like they did yesterday because I admitted that I like The Bachelor. For the record, that doesn't make you gay. You can only be gay as a guy if you're sexually attracted to men. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm not. Me liking The Bachelor doesn't make me gay any more than a guy liking classical music makes him gay. That's the silliest, stupidest argument in the history. I hate when people do that. You reveal your ignorance. But when you say something about my kids, if it catches me in the wrong mood at the wrong moment, I'm going to respond. And all I said when he said that about Campbell on that Arkansas board, all I said to him was, you wouldn't say that to my face. And then when he responded that he would, I said, okay, well, let's name a time and place. Because I don't think you would. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it turned into, he said, okay, and I said, great. Because he used a slang term that is urban slang for rape.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I'm not being Billy Badass. I've been in, I think, 2 fights in my whole life. That's not me. But if he wants to have that conversation with my face, we can have it. Because I don't think it'll last long. Now, I'm not trying to be a badass here. And then when on the main board, someone made a fake profile. And all I said was, hey, that's not me. And then people start posting pictures of my daughters and saying sexually explicit things about them. And I viewed that as far over the line and pointed it out. And to Rivals' credit, they took it down. I think I'm going to get scolded a little bit for going on the Arkansas board and making Nikki's job difficult. But I wasn't trying to make Nikki's job difficult. I saw it because I went over there because I was following Gabe Gabe DeArmond, and I helped her a little bit with the Arkansas search.
Yeah.
She's working her tail off over there. She's really trying hard, but she's young. She doesn't have the connections around the country that Gabe and I have, and we were helping someone in the network. And so I went over there to kind of see, hey, what are they saying? Because that was the day that I think the Kiffin to Ole Miss stuff was really getting hot, and I was trying to tell her.
I think it was Thursday.
Yeah, and I was trying to tell her, hey, don't rule it out on your site, but I'm telling you, this is moving in Ole Miss's direction pretty strong. And to her credit, she did just that.
Mm-hmm.
And their people got a little pissy and worked up about it and made it personal. And again, I don't care if you say it about me. You can say whatever you want about me. It's good. Whatever. I might even laugh at it. I'll probably even agree with it. But don't bring my kids into it. That's it. That's this kind of the basic rule. That includes saying something to my face. You can walk up to me, to my face, and go, you are one ugly dude. And I'm just going to laugh. But if you walk up to me to my face and you say something about one of my kids, okay.
Yeah.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah. Schedule-wise, guys, I think we will have either a podcast or a hand raise, guys. I don't know what we're calling it, but it'll be tonight at some point. I don't know exactly what we're doing.
We'll probably do a hand raise, guys.
Is it going to be a hand raise, guys?
But we'll do our ads and everything. And
it won't be 3.5 hours.
No, it'll probably be 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
And we'll put it up on Tuesday morning as a podcast because I've got to get up early tomorrow.
Neil's headed to Hattiesburg, so we're trying to make sure we get you a show. So it will be tonight on the internet, and then we'll put it up in podcast form tomorrow. We'll give you a time for that when we better know it. I don't know right now. So
yeah,
that's kind of where we are.
Full disclosure, yeah. Carson's got a soccer game at 6. It'll be sometime probably after that. So probably around 8, probably, or maybe even a little before 8. And we'll go until about 9, and then we'll call it a day because I've got to get up and get to Hattiesburg by about 10 in the morning.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we're sitting for tonight. We'll have more to you when we know it, and then we are going to be obviously at the press conference and the public introduction of Lane Kiffin as Ole Miss head football coach. Kind of a crazy sentence compared to where we were a week ago when we were just
crazy
thinking about it. So it's been a heck of a week. Appreciate all you guys as always. We will have more for you at rebelgrove.com, including assistant stuff. And we will talk to you again soon.